course, he had hired, he had bought, I don't know, at the loads of fertilizer and topsoil and everything you could think of and put out there, because the yard was just clay out there when they moved there. But he's got them pretty shape now. And he's got this green ivy that starts at the ground and runs slam up in all them big shade trees.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds like it'd be a pretty valuable place.
The man that built his house has told him several times, said, if you take an ocean, you're going to sell this place, says you can get three times as much for it as it costs you.
I imagine it could, because property's just out of sight.
Yeah, it is.
Say he's got a lot of nice, pretty trees around it?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
What kind of trees do y'all have growing around here?
Around my house here?
Yes, ma'am, or in this community.
There's more pine trees in this community, I believe, than there is oak. Of course, there's a lot of oak. And I don't have any pine trees on my lot here at all, nowhere. All of my trees are oak and, oh, I got two of them little things out there they call mulberry, but they don't bear. They don't have any berries on them. I've got, I think, about 25 oak trees and count all the way around the yard, you know, not the block, but the yard. And I got about three China trees, two back there, and I believe there's two up yonder. And I've got about four cedar trees, and all of them cedar trees and China trees are volunteers. And
right?
All of the oaks except one.
Well.
That big old oak, did you notice up there?
No, ma'am.
It's the biggest thing, and when we moved in this house in 52, it was about that high and just about big as my finger.
Oh.
And
well, it's growing, did it?
Oh, it's growing.
Do y'all have any of those trees that have those shiny green leaves, you know, and the white flowers all through them?
Yeah, but I don't know what they are. What do you call them?
I was thinking about something like a magnolia.
Oh, yes, gracious, we have lots of magnolia trees. What am I thinking about? I was thinking about little bitty white flowers, and they're big ones.
Oh, I see.
Miss has one in her yard down there.
Yes, ma'am.
I put out one in my yard, and it died, and I sure am glad it did. They're the hardest tree in the world to clean up after.
They're
The leaves won't burn, and they fall all the year. You've got to rake and tote them and get them out.
It's something for you to do all the time.
Oh, and Ms. is 90 years old now.
Mm.
She don't more need that tree than nothing in this world.
Yes, ma'am. What about sycamore trees? Do you have any of those?
Yes. Every now and then you run into sycamore trees. There used to be some folks lived on the far side of town over there had a lot of big sycamore trees, but I don't know. The old folks died and some of the younger ones took the place over and rebuilt the house and cut old sycamore down.
Did you ever hear of any kind of bush around here called a sumac or shumac?
Oh, we have lots of shumac.
Are those good for anything?
Nothing but make you scratch. It's poison, you know.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. It'll break you out.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Is there some kind of vine around here that'll...
Yeah, that's called poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a bad poison.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it hurts. I've had it.
Have you ever heard of any kind of bush around here called laurel or rhododendron?
Called which?